Good morning and welcome to Rich Streams Express. I'm Tom Pauley.
And I'm Dave Edmund.
And we're here today to help you elevate your mind, expand your reach, and extend your possibilities. So we're talking about things more on the quantum level, so which means quantum marketing, quantum selling, you know that. Dave, what would be the first thing you talk to somebody, say, look, they want to be more, be better, get more, do more. What would you tell them to do?
Well, I would tell them to really apply themselves in a light-hearted way to the studying of this program.
Oh, my gosh. We can't emphasize it enough. I'm so glad you brought it up, the light-hearted.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Do not take yourself so darn seriously.
Yes.
It's just life and death. I mean, I know, it's easy for me to say.
Yeah.
But really, it's nothing. It's just life. It's a big fun happening. You get to enjoy it.
I have an acquaintance who is really quite wealthy, and when he describes who he is, he said, I do not work, I play.
Absolutely.
And the best way for this to work is in a lighthearted way, not a low, depressed, lack of energy kind of way.
The last time I had a job, mm-hmm. it was when, and had work, and had really heavy responsibility. It's when the first time I bought a corporation and went in there, and we bought a contracting business, and I put some partners together, and we went in and bought this thing, and we had a big banknote, and I had to start hitting home runs from the beginning, and I didn't even know the business. I didn't know what to be a contractor. And, you know, the first week there, the guy comes in, he says, well, you know, we never got the blueprints. Your bid on those blueprints for the flooring is the flooring in contracting business. The flooring on that big state building. And I said, well, I didn't know anything about it. Well, I gave them to so-and-so, the guy I bought it from, many, a long time ago. I said, oh, no. He said, yeah, well, if you don't have them by Monday, we're going to somebody else. I was just up against it. I had spent all weekend first learning how to do that, how to speculate a job from a blueprint, and then get in the bid, and hoping, praying I wasn't losing money on the thing. Well, it worked out. But I was working 16, 17 hours a day, every day, and I was just exhausted. And it was a stress, and I got pneumonia, walking pneumonia. I refused to go to the hospital. I was in there just hacking away and everything. My goodness, you can't do that yourself.
That's right.
No, nothing's worth it. Nothing.
Yeah. So there's an element in here which I find very important, and that has to do with the attitude with which we approach something. You know, the word attitude really comes from the word spirit, which is what our essence is. It's the attitude with which we do things. It's also wind. It means it comes and goes. We don't see it, how it operates, and so forth. So our attitude, the way we're able to be flexible and so forth and play with what we're doing.
I think play is the most underrated of all the assets in life.
Absolutely.
You've got to play.
Yeah.
If you don't play, what is the point of being alive?
That's right. And to be able to say, you know, I've done enough right here. What I need to do is take a walk in the woods or your...
Whatever your walk in the woods is.
Whatever your walk in the woods is.
In quantum marketing, we encourage people to play, and it's one of their jobs to get in there is to take time for yourself. And one man I know who, a great man, he went on. He's still in contact with him on Facebook. He's now down in South America, but he had cereal was all he had to feed his kids in the house. He was so down, and he still put that money up for quantum marketing. Blows me away. I tell him, no, don't do that, man. He said, yeah, I want to do this. I'm called to this. I feel it. I need to do it. And so he put that money up. And, oh, my goodness. I thought, what's this guy going to do for fun? Well, he went out on Indian reservation and made friends with some Indians, some guys, some native natives of Canada, and they lent him a horse. He spent the day horseback running. Mm-hmm. I mean, wow, that sounds like so much fun. I wanted to go up there and do it with him.
Absolutely.
You know, I love riding horses. And he came back and he had some new ideas and money started coming in and things started working for him. Mostly that play broke the cycle of restraint.
And one of the things that I like to think of in regard to this system is that what we are doing is really reinventing ourselves. We are not the same people that we were 10 minutes ago, a year ago. We want